Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds in the sky and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work he had created that he had done. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent any rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. This is the word of the Lord.
Right. Creation. So, we've read a bit of the Bible there, just after creation, but I want to test our knowledge and see if we know about the very first bit of creation. Okay? So in Genesis 1 verse 1, we've got the earth was formless and empty. So we've got in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But before that, it was formless and empty. Okay? And we're going to see how God created all this with his hands. Okay? So, knowledge quiz. There were 6 days of creation, and we're going to try and work our way through the 6 days. Can anyone help me with that? Oh, look, the adults are now going, "Oh, man, got to remember which day was what now. This is going to be an interesting conversation, isn't it?" Okay, so day one. Can anyone think what might have happened on day one of creation? And this is open to anybody. Zeb? He created space. Almost the right answer. There's something else that he created. Go for it. Oh, we're not there yet. Not there yet. Go for it, Esme. He created the world. We're not quite there yet. So we've got space. The universe. Almost there. The sky is not there yet. So what we've got is we've got space, but we've got no sort of thing that gives us the thing that helps us see stuff. The light, absolutely. So God said, "Let there be light." And in the daytime, he made day, and in the darkness, he made space, which was night, okay? So right now, we've got light, and we've got darkness, okay? That was day one. And can anyone remember in the Bible what God said when he created day one? He said, that was day one, and God said it was good, brilliant. That's the right answer. Fabulous. So, we've tested our minds now. What do you reckon day two is about? Go for it. The earth. What have I got? Well, the earth is there, okay? But we need something more. Water, you're so close. That, keep that answer in your head, Esme.
Oxygen,
that's there anyway. Sky, boom! Point for this gentleman in the corner here. So, God said in verse 6 of Genesis, "Let there be a vault between the waters to separate the water..." separate water from water. That's not right. I meant to put water from that bit. Yeah? So we get a picture like that. Okay, so he's created this vault between the sky and the waters. So that's almost creating the body of Earth, okay? So, a bit more knowledge of our brains going here. I'm going to flick through this. I'm going to go day three. Now, day three, we've said a little bit, and we've not said the other answer as much, okay? So, let's think about harvest, and let's think about the world around us, and what do we need to harvest and things. Go for it. Pardon? Food. Almost there. What does food grow on in? Fields, yeah. Anything else?
Ground,
absolutely. Plants, trees, all them brilliant answers. I went for some answers over here. I'm going to look over here next for the answers, okay, guys? You're not getting away with this one. All right, so yes, in verse 9, God said, let the water under the sky be gathered in one place and let the dry ground appear. So we've got the ground. And the ground and land produced vegetation, which meant we got the trees and the bushes and the things that things stuff grow on, and we've got the water that the seas. So we've got a lovely picture there of some trees that God's created, and from them we get our harvest food and stuff, and we obviously pick our blackberries and things. Okay, I'm coming over here for day four, people, so you're not getting away. So guys, keep your hands down, so I know you've all got the right answers, okay? We need to test the adults over there, what do you reckon? Alright? Yeah, absolutely. Right, I've got to check my answers first before I ask you the questions. Okay, brilliant. Day four, guys. I'm coming over here. Anyone want to put a hand up? Georgie, you want to put a hand up for day four? No, I'm not going to try that one. Go for it. Anyone else over there? Or do you need to give the right answers over this way? The birds. Hold on, let's have a look what we've got here. Oh, well done. But more than birds, there's something else. Fish! Oh, that's it. We're getting some answers from the guys over there now. So, in verse 20, God said, let the water teem with living creatures. And they put birds in the air. Okay, so we'll see what sort of picture we've got. Do you think I found a good picture? Oh. Hold on. We're on day four, aren't we? Guys, you've got day five. Oh, no. There's something we're missing for day four, and I've just shown everyone the pictures. Oh, what is going on? The stars, absolutely. The stars and the skies and all that sort of jazz. A picture like that, that's what happened. He says, let there be lights in the sky to separate day from night. Okay, day five. Come on, guys. You've got to get this answer right. What have we got for day five? Everyone shout it out.
Fish.
Anything else than fish? Birds. Brilliant. Okay, there we go. Let the water teem with creatures on day five and the birds of the air. Okay, what did God say after day five? It was good. Fabulous. Excellent. So this quiz is going really well if I get the right answers and the right slides in the right place, isn't it? Let's be honest. So, day six. Now, we read a bit about day six in our passage this morning, but I want us to focus on one part of day six first. Okay, so what do you think happened first on day six in the passage we read this morning? Yeah, go for it, Alison.
Evening and morning.
Well, that's kind of the light stuff. So, do we have a hand up there? No. Anyone else? Animals. Brilliant. So what, day six, what sort of animal do you think I found through my week of setting a PowerPoint? Or what animals can you think of? Fox. Yeah, loads of different animals, yeah? Shall we see what I've found? And what I want you to do is have a look at the pictures and see if these guys, when I was looking at these pictures, these are all the guys that were staring me in the face. Alright? So I got a bit concerned when I put this all together and I was being looked at by all these animals. So what we got first? We've got a bit of a gorilla. And when this guy's staring at me on my computer screen, I'm getting amazed by this guy. So we've got gorillas, okay? What else we got? Anyone know what one of them is? Lima. Brilliant. Okay, and he, don't tell me he's not looking at you right now. Alright? He's like got these eyes that make you go, oh! Okay, what else we got? What we got up there? Panda bears, polar bears, all that jazz. Yeah, loads of different animals. So what we got next? Now he looks like the baby's not bothered by you guys. Well, don't you think the mummy's bothered by you? I think the mummy's staring you all out. Okay, now don't tell me he's not looking at you. What we got there?
Lion,
absolutely. We said fox, we said lion. Now, what else did we say this morning that we've not had yet? Let's have a look. Tiger. Imagine walking past somewhere and that guy jumps out at you with them eyes, all right? Yeah, so God created the living creatures, which is amazing. And that was day six, and God said it was... What? Have we missed anything on day six? Have we missed anything on day six? Or we've not missed... We're humans! I was about to finish day six, but we've missed a large part of what we're here about, okay? So God created mankind, okay? Brilliant. So, day six, we're going to focus on mankind for a little bit, okay? So, let's have a look where we're at. I've lost my notes here. So we've done day six. Now, day six was all about God creating man in his own image, as we read, okay? So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, and he created them. Okay, so there's no point in having this great world around us that we've seen made this morning without having someone available to be part of it, okay? So God created that, okay? Now, why do you think God created it? Why do you think God created man? He's got this lovely world, beautiful, it's got animals, it's got plants. Go on, you're there, no one's there too. You're there. Yes! No one can look after it. Okay? So, what do plants need to grow? Simple science lesson. What do plants need to grow? What are you boys? Yeah, we've got oxygen, we've got soil, got water. At the moment, in this Bible passage, do you think we've got water? So, if we remember right, in our Bible passage this morning, it did say God had not watered the plants yet. Okay, he'd not created any streams to water the plants. And why do you think that was? If plants need water to grow, why do you think God's not provided water to grow them yet? Exactly, there's no humans to eat or look after it. So what's the point in having all this thing growing wild if there's no one there to kind of harvest it and things? Okay, so in the Bible passage, let me find out where we're at here. Okay, we've done that page. Brilliant. There's only five more pages to go, guys. All right? There's only one. So, God had not sent any rain, okay? He created plants, but he'd not watered them. And he designed them to grow, to be looked after. Now, in our passage, we hear the word subdue. Now, I did a bit of a thing that said, what does subdue mean? And it means to overcome, quieten, or bring under control. So man was placed on the earth to overcome the earth. You know, we were put in charge of the animals and plants. We were come to quieten it. And we don't quieten the earth, do we? Let's be honest. When we're running wild, we're loud, okay? But we've been told to bring it under control. So when all these plants are growing, God's created man and woman to look after their things, okay? So we're designed to be harvesters. We're designed to keep everything under control and to use what God's given us, okay? Fabulous. Now, there is a bit extra in that story. Now, I'm not going to touch on that today, but it's about marriage. And as a church, as MIE, we are looking at something set out by the Church of England called Living in Life, Love and Faith. I think they're the kind of letters that oversee it. So next week, over at St. John's, Mark will be talking about life, love and faith. So if you want to hear more about our stand as a church, as MIE, feel free, after next week's service, pop home and watch the recorded service. Or if you want to pop St. John's next week, I'm sure you're more than welcome to. Or you get to hear Tony here. So you can either do divorce here next week with Tony, or you can do marriage next week with Mark. But if you want to do divorce with Tony first, then watch marriage with Mark, feel free. But I encourage you as a church, as MIE, that we need to engage with it, and Mark will touch on it for his standpoint as our church. But that's next week. We're in this week. So, how was man made? Can anyone tell me how man was made looking at that video? We've got loads of hands up here. You had a hand up? How do you reckon? Alice, you got an answer? No? Esme? Out of the ground. Amazing answer. So in the Bible we read that God breathed through a man's nostril and made him from the dust of the ground. So how are we meant to look after the ground? We've come from it. We know how to look after it. We know how to harvest it and keep it under control. But man couldn't do it alone, so the video showed us another way that a lady joined him. Can anyone remember the lady's name? Georgie! Eve. Fabulous. So how was Eve made? Can anyone remember how Eve was made? Yeah, so Eve was made. Adam was put into a deep sleep because Adam couldn't look after it all by himself. So he made a woman to look after it and multiply to be able to look after the world. So, as a world that we live in now, we still need to be thankful for all these things that God has given us. He's given this massive, great big world and the ability to look after it. Okay, but there's other things in life that we need to be thankful for. I think if I press this, it'll go blank. Fabulous. Okay, and I think that's the last slide. You'll be lucky to hear. It is. So, God gave us this great world to look after. He's given us the ability to look after it and harvest it and provide for others. But also, there's other things in our lives that we need to be thankful for. You know, it's not just about the ground and the trees and the things we get. So what I've done, I've asked some of these guys in the front and maybe some others to kind of this week think about what they might be thankful for. Okay, so I've got Ruth here because she's not here. So Ruth's done me a little picture. I'll leave these at the front. And is it you all right to leave your picture at the front, guys, after the service if you can come and look at them? Is that all right? Or will you bring them up in a mo? So Ruth's done a lovely thing here, and I think there's two people in the corner. I think she's thankful for me and Zeb for some reason. Well, I hope it's me and Zeb. Okay, she's thankful for trees. She's thankful for the fruit and the food that they provide. She's thankful for butterflies. How beautiful is a butterfly at this time of the year? Well, not this time of the year, but kind of 2 months ago, when they're all turned from caterpillar into this glorious creature that God created. She's so thankful. Thankful for flowers. She loves a tulip, so she spent a bit of time making tulips. And she just loves creation. We've got a little spiky creature here. I say spiky, it's more fluffy. We've got a guinea pig, and she's thankful for the guinea pig, Gexy. So she's made a little picture of Gexy. So I'll leave all these at the front. But also, I've asked some of the beavers and maybe some of the cubs, if they've got any, to kind of just let me know what they've been thankful for today. So, can anyone want to come up and share with me, and I can pass you my microphone? Will anyone want to come and show me your picture? Yeah, come on, Zeb. You lead the cavalry. So, Zeb, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for trees.
For trees. Do you want to show your picture to the front? Okay, Zeb, you put your picture along the front here, and then people can come and look at that later. Anyone else? Do you want to show your picture? Can I look at your picture? Yeah? Well, what we've got here. Oh, wow. Ah, so you must be thankful for Cobblestonians Football Club and all the names of all the footballers that play there. That's brilliant. So I'm grateful for my football team and my new friends. Amazing. Can I put it at the front? Fabulous. Okay, has anyone else got one? Do you want to come and show me, or shall I come and get it? Okay. Okay, so there's so many things to be thankful for. So who have we got here? I'm thankful for my family. Who's your family consist of? Who are the pictures? Fabulous. Mum, dad and sister. Can I put it at the front? Fabulous. Okay, so all these things, family, teams that we're involved in, trees and growth. Do you want to bring yours to the front or shall I take it? Okay, what's on here?
Christmas.
You can have my Christmas bag. And what else? What's this one say at the bottom? Is that Christmas? Lovely. You're thankful for Christmas. And amazingly, at Christmas, God sent Jesus to help us. And that's a whole different story that maybe we'll talk about another time. All right? Can I put that at the front? Okay, anyone else got anything? Do you want to say anything, Esme? Yeah? I'll come to you, so you don't have to come up.
Flowers.
Amazing. Grass and flowers. You got anything, Alice?
I'm thankful.
The world. Anyone on the back row got anything they're thankful for this morning? Now, anyone else in church? You got another one? What's that?
Animals.
The animals. Brilliant. Anyone else want to shout their thanks out to God this morning? What are you thankful for on this Harvest Sunday? Just shout it. I'm thankful for hospital staff this week and Liz. Anyone else got anything they're thankful for? You can just shout it out. It doesn't need to put hands up. I'm going to turn round and I want you all to be thankful for something this morning and just shout it out. And no one's going to know who's shouting what and I'm not going to look. Go. KFC? I heard KFC and McDonald's. All right, so many things to be thankful for, okay? And all these things might be man-made, but God gave man the ability to make it, okay? So, as we think about harvest this morning, and all the things around us, all the things that are part of our lives. Let's bring it to God and be thankful, all right, guys? So I'm going to finish with a prayer, and then Jane will come and finish our service for us. So, Father God, we thank you for this morning as you look back at all that you have made and given us, even that you made us. We thank you, Lord, for that. And we thank you for all the people and the plants and the things that you put around us so that we can enjoy them. And we thank you for you. Amen.